The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Good morning, afternoon, or evening for whenever you're listening. As I'm recording this, it's September 29, and as I heard on the news, today is National Coffee Day. And I have a cup of coffee in my hands. I like coffee. Always have. Well, almost always have. But I remember my first cup I had. Ooh, I didn't like it at all. I had it when, not in college, but after college I went to seminary, which is like an advanced degree to become a pastor. And I had to work a lot longer, a lot harder, and I had to work into the evenings and stay awake. And people told me, well, coffee has caffeine, so give it a try. And so I started drinking coffee to stay awake so I could study. And oh, those first cups of coffee, ooh, I didn't like them. It's an acquired taste. And now I love the taste. I love it in my regular cup I have. I like it in like ice cream. That's kind of cool. Or bars. And there's a lot of places I like that coffee flavor. Espresso beans. Oh, they're really good. I remember my dad saying that he would go in at lunch to a diner. And there he'd have a cup of coffee for 5 cents. But more than the cup of coffee, that's where he met my mom. And in fact, there were many times he'd go in there extra just to have a cup of coffee so he could chat with her. And then he finally got the nerve to ask her out. And, and they were married for over 60 years. It was kind of cool. I remember my mom, she would regularly have a cup of coffee with a friend. And that's the cool thing about a cup of coffee is that you can sit down, chat with a friend. It's just a time where you're going to drink the cup of coffee. It takes about 10 minutes. You have a friendship that way. And that's what kind of, in a way, builds friendships. For a while, I had to stop drinking coffee because I had some ulcers in my stomach, and the doctor said that it was causing problems eating away my stomach. It was the acid, not the caffeine, but the acid that caused problems. And then it healed, and now I've got a low-acid coffee, and I really enjoy it. It caused me to stop and think as I'm drinking my coffee, as it wakes me up in the morning, so. Spiritually, do we have any similarities? And I got to thinking about it. In some ways, we do have some spiritual similarities to a cup of coffee. It can be a there's some things that are a stimulant, getting us excited and going for the Lord. I think of in John chapter 10, verses 40 and 41, Mary and Martha, sisters of Lazarus, and Jesus came to their house. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to every single word. Martha, that's the story you probably remember, she got all upset because Mary wasn't helping her get things ready. Finally said to the Lord, "Don't you care that I'm doing all the work? What about my sister? Shouldn't she be helping?" Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things, but Mary has chosen the one special thing." And that was listening to him and his words. I did a little bit of looking in Psalms, thinking of delight, because coffee kind of is a delight, a pleasure. And so I looked at the word delight, and I came up with a couple interesting things. 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I just looked in Psalm 119, and it shows up 9 different times. In verse 15, it says, "I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." David really saw that God's word was a delight for him. And he would dwell on it and think about it and cherish it. And it would give him great pleasure. There are times when I'm really tired and I really look forward to a cup of coffee. there's something about the taste, the aroma now. I've acquired the taste, and the caffeine wakes me up. I just look forward to it. I delight in it. Delight. When I think about my wife, Deb, I delight in her. I think about when dating, and she'd say, yeah, let's go out. Oh, man, I was so excited. And finally, when she said, yes, I'll marry you, oh, I was so excited. And when she walked down the aisle and we got married, oh, I was so excited. Even still today, I get so excited when she walks in the room. She's my delight. She's my delight. And I always picture her as that special girl, the love of my life. My little girl, Tori, running down the hallway to meet me. Daddy, Daddy! Oh, that brought me great delight. Well, I try to think about Jesus in the same way, that he is my friend. He's the shepherd of my soul, that he's the controller of the universe. And even though he controls the universe, he loves me. He loves me. Wow. And so when I think about him as a person, rather than just God, a distant thing, or his word, because sometimes when you read the word, you just it's knowledge. It's like the Pythagorean theorem, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Well, that doesn't delight many people. But yet when I think about my wife or my daughter running up to me, even now as she's older, hey, Daddy, oh, it just gives me delight in my heart. Same thing with God. When I think about him as a person, not a principle, I get delight. I get delight in knowing that my God loves me, cares for me, shepherds me, is always protecting me, helping me. Even when I screw up, he forgives me. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's what David was trying to get to with the Psalms. That when we focus on the Lord and let him be the delight of our lives all the time, then, well, that's when we get the desires of our heart. Because we're always thinking about God and godly things. Now, you can connect that, though, to several other things. For example, music. It can be a wonderful stimulant and excitement. There's several Christian songs I just love, and I'll put on the CD or on my computer just to hear it, and it lifts up my soul how God loves and cares for me. It's like a really a fresh cup of coffee, sitting down with my friend Jesus, and gives me excitement and delight. There are several pieces in the classical music that get me very excited. The Planets by Holt. Much of Aaron Copland's music. I love horns in music. That just uplifts me. And I think about my God. All this is focused around one last thing. I guess it's kind of my mom and her having a cup of coffee with her friend. John 15:15, Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. So for me, the National Day of Coffee reminds me of friendships and enjoyment, delight, stimulation. All that brings me back to God, because he does those things for me. He's my friend, I delight in him, and he gives me stimulation. I hope and I pray that's the way it is with you as well. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we can delight in you, and that you do stimulate us in many different ways, with music, with the beauty of this world. Thank you for being our friend and being there, for loving us and caring for us, for providing for us, even like this podcast, to strengthen us and help us to dwell on you. Lord, thanks for calling us your friend and taking time with us to be your friend. In your name, Jesus, amen. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you. And I look forward to that in heaven, actually. Sitting down with friends and Jesus across the table and us having a cup of coffee together. But until then, write me. You can do so at Dave Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.